The flood that devastated Kauai in April, claiming hundreds of homes, is no longer in the headlines day to day, but its long-term effects are still being felt. And for many, recovering is only beginning. A great many people on that island need help, and Malama Kauai Executive Director Megan Fox is on the phone to give us an update. Good morning, Megan.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm not bad. You've been coordinating volunteers to help out, and how many people roughly need help on Kauai right now as a result of the flooding?
Tough question. There's hundreds, really. So the initial cleanup efforts, I think, and response efforts had a lot of volunteers across the island. And it's really not just us. It's, you know, hundreds of people that are coordinating volunteers at different homes and farms and businesses across the island. And it's starting to hit a little bit of a lull here with volunteers. So just as we're getting into more of the bigger projects, like the rebuilding, there's been this drop-off of volunteers. So it's kind of bringing up this extra need right now, especially for highly skilled volunteers like mechanics or electricians, plumbers, carpenters, those kind of things too.
What are some of the most urgent needs, Megan?
I think just homes for people, making sure they have somewhere safe to live. Mm-hmm. Is really critical. I think on the bigger scale, we're going to see a really major drop-off in taro across the state because a lot of the taro farms were hit pretty badly as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of things can be focused on? You know, if you had an infusion of volunteers tomorrow, what kind of work would you get them doing?
You know, there's kind of captains or community leads in each part of the island who are working on rebuilding efforts for their area. And they each have different meetup points and times that people can just show up ready to work with some boots and gloves. And they're deploying pretty much every day out to different homes to help them, whether it's set up temporary homes outside of their houses so that they have somewhere safe and dry and out of the mold for them to sleep while their home gets repaired. There's a few, you know, probably a couple handfuls of complete demolition rebuilds on homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be a large variety of things. We're also doing an ag internship program this summer and doing work days at different farms across the island to help them kind of get back on their feet a little faster with extra hands, too.
In the case of a flooded home, you mentioned mold, and that's the kind of thing that a couple of months down the line when a home has been flooded becomes a really serious problem, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's been people that have had to go to the hospital with respiratory infections, pneumonia, different sicknesses related to the flooding and being in those kind of environments, especially if people have kids. It's really, you know, sensitive, or kupuna too. You really have to be careful about that. So getting people into places that are safe is really critical.
Are there people, you know, without access to that now? Is everyone finding some sort of shelter?
For the most part, and the county's been really useful in allowing kind of temporary sheltering at camps on the island. People have been setting up. Megan Wong up in Honolulu has been really great, leading lots of different work crews, and Samaritan's Purse is kind of an off-island relief organization that came through. And they've been really good about setting up temporary homes for people, whether it's on their land, without a homing hotline. And we've been able to line up some temporary places for people to stay. Honolulu Colony Resort, which is the only hotel up in the area that's shut off with the road access and the convoys. And they've been opening up their rooms temporarily for people while their homes get worked on or rebuilt in the process, too. So everyone's just really coming together to make sure nobody gets left behind.
And that particular resort, you said the road is cut off?
Yeah, so the road's cut off around Lumahai or Waikoko, which is just after Waipa. And then they're only allowing residents or disaster relief agencies and contractors and things. You have to get a pass, and they have specific convoy times that you can kind of get in and out of the area. So they're keeping tourism out of the area and really kind of respecting the time that people need to heal and get their lives back on track.
It also sounds, Megan, as if the kind of volunteer help that you need has to be pretty specific to the work in that area. You mentioned a skilled labor volunteer sign-up that you folks are doing.
Yeah, I think, you know, any volunteers are helpful at this point. It's dropped off so much, and there's so many big projects happening that any able-bodied person is incredibly welcome to join the effort.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we're having a shortage of is those more skilled volunteers that might be able to lead others that are newer to that task. There's a lot of farm machinery and vehicles that need a lot of mechanical work. People's electrical and plumbing and carpentry, you know, those more specific skill sets. So we did get a permission from the county to set up temporary camping at our farm in Kalihiwai. So that way we can try to hopefully attract some more off-island skilled laborers that might be willing to come out and volunteer, and we can house them and feed them at least, and mm-hmm. if they want to come and give back.
Well, it just sounds as if there's a pretty broad-based effort. You've got a transportation sign-up, a skilled labor sign-up that I mentioned, and just a Facebook group for kind of general volunteers. But as you said, anybody who can help is going to be welcome to you folks.
Yeah, I mean, even cooks, they're doing a Meals on Wheels program up on the North Shore with Paulina and Jessica Lindman, and they're looking for people to help cook meals 3 days a week and get them out to the families that don't have anywhere to cook too.
Well, Megan, maybe some people will hear this and head your way. We certainly wish you luck in that volunteer.
We hope so.
What's that?
I said we hope so.
Yeah, well, I hope so too. Megan, thanks very much for talking with us. Megan Fox is the executive director of Malama Kauai. You can learn more about volunteer opportunities on the Garden Isle through our conversation Facebook page.